Just let it happen. Just let it fall apart. Don't worry about it. There's a really great line in one of the videos where Dear One says that every organ in your body, produced and stereotyped in the exclusive, specialized redundancy of your genetic self-replication, longs for the freedom of your ultimate experience. And you can feel that. It's like there's this desire for home, for the truth. That's the freedom. Now that exclusive, specialized redundancy is a needless repetition. And this is why it's a mind training, because literally every thought you have, you impose on everything you perceive. So you impose it on this, you impose it on that. That's what's being undone. That needless repetition. That something somewhere comes right in the middle of that and stop. Just stop. So you're given the lesson for the day to help you in that. So that's what that is. My holy self abides in you, God's Son. Father, you gave me all your sons to be my saviors and my counselors in sight, the bearers of your holy voice to me. In them are you reflected, and in them does Christ look back upon me from myself. Let not your Son forget your holy name. Let not your Son forget his holy source. Let not your Son forget his name is yours. Thank you. I am not a body, I am free. So in the Ur text, Jesus says, the body is an airy and temporary home, which can just be blown away with a slight breeze. Freedom must be impossible as long as you perceive a body as yourself. The body is a limit. And who would seek for freedom in a body looks for it where it cannot be found. The mind can be made free when it no longer sees itself as in a body, firmly tied to it and sheltered by its presence. If this were the truth, the mind were vulnerable indeed. The mind that serves the Holy Spirit is unlimited forever, in all ways, beyond the laws of time and space. Unbound by any preconceptions, and with strength and power to do whatever it is asked. Attack thoughts cannot enter such a mind, because it has been given to the source of love, and fear can never enter in a mind that has attached itself to love. It rests in God. And who can be afraid who lives in innocence and only loves? It is essential for your progress in this course that you accept today's idea and hold it very dear. Be not concerned that to the ego it is quite insane. The ego holds the body dear because it dwells in it and lives united with the home that it has made. It is a part of the illusion that has sheltered it from being found illusory itself. Here does it hide, and here it can be seen as what it is. Declare your innocence and you are free. The body disappears because you have no need of it except the need the Holy Spirit sees. For this, the body will appear as useful form for what the mind must do. It thus becomes a vehicle which helps forgiveness be extended to the all-inclusive goal that it must reach according to God's plan. So it's now a vehicle. It has a new purpose, which is exactly, I will step back and let him lead the way. Now this vehicle is free to fulfill its purpose perfectly. because you're no longer imposing on it what you think it is for. And so in the Course, Jesus says, if you use the body for pleasure, it will also give you pain. It cannot not. If you value one thing in the world, you get the whole thing. That's how uncompromising it is. Now, every step of the way, Jesus is walking with you. If you have a question, ask Him. Every answer is in you. That's how amazing this is. When you declare the truth of who you are, you feel it physically. It resonates in you. Every cell in your body longs for the freedom of your ultimate experience. That's what you're really looking for. If you look at the idea of ecstasy, that's what that would be. The freedom, the remembering of who you truly are. Because it's eternal. In this world, in looking for pleasure, it's always fleeting, and somewhere you know it. It's not really what you want. What you want is God. Like Jesus says, there's a child in you that longs to go home so unceasingly. He keeps calling, calling for it. I'm not a body, I am free. Cherish today's idea and practice it today and every day. Make it a part of every practice period you take. There is no thought that will not gain thereby in power to help the world, and none which will not gain in added gifts to you as well. We sound the call of freedom round the world with this idea. And would you be exempt from the acceptance of the gifts you give? The Holy Spirit is the home of minds that seek for freedom. In Him they have found what they have sought. The body's purpose now is unambiguous, and it becomes perfect in the ability to serve an undivided goal. In conflict-free and unequivocal response to mind with but the thought of freedom as its goal, the body serves and serves its purpose well. Without the power to enslave, it is a worthy servant of the freedom which the mind within the Holy Spirit seeks. Be free today and carry freedom as your gift to those who still believe they are enslaved within a body. Be you free so that the Holy Spirit can make use of your escape from bondage, to set free the many who perceive themselves as bound and helpless and afraid. Let love replace their fears through you. Accept salvation now and give your mind to Him who calls to you to make this gift to Him. For He would give you perfect freedom, perfect joy, and hope that finds its full accomplishment in God. You are God's Son. In immortality you live forever. Would you not return your mind to this? Then practice well the thought the Holy Spirit gives you for today. Your brothers stand released with you in it. The world is blessed along with you. God's Son will weep no more, and heaven offers thanks for the increase of joy your practice brings even to it. And God Himself extends His love and happiness each time you say, I am not a body, I am free. I hear the voice that God has given me, and it is only this my mind obeys. I will step back and let Him lead the way. I'm so grateful. I just, when you see what's been given you, it is so extraordinary. Because somewhere I could see within my own mind, it was like before this course I was stuck in a bubble and I couldn't get out, and I knew it. You just keep running into all these ideas, and just when you think you're going to break free, the guilt descends on your mind and you're just like, it just takes your breath away. I could not get out of it, and I knew it. And so I was asking, and I didn't even know who I was talking to, but just say, I feel I'm really stuck in this bubble. I don't know how to get out. And then the Course shows up. And you just see, really, this is the way out. This is it. If you are stuck in an idea of a body, you'll be stuck in it forever. Because now there's other bodies, and you never communicate. Even when you think you do, you never communicate. Because you bring the past with you. Those are not just words, it's just the fact of it. It's like as you grow up, whatever happens in your life, you see things a particular way. You have a particular reference to particular words and particular actions. And the guys you're talking to, they have particular references for particular words and particular actions. And so you're talking and you think you're really communicating and there's nothing happening. Somewhere you know it. Because communication is not this. We meet where we know our minds are joined. And this is where I love this line from the Academy. It is certain because it's impossible. Like you're brought to this place of impossibility, but you're not left there. Oh, I see that's not it. And then Jesus says, but let me show you what it is. The undoing of all these ideas. I do not understand anything. I see only the past. I want to see things differently. Show me. I will step back and let him lead the way. What did Jesus say? Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. When you've tried every single thing, what are you left with? Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. I have no idea. I have no idea, but I trust you. And this is really when you start practicing these lessons. And even in this lesson that we just read, it uses the word progress. You're even given that. You know, it's nothing is taken from you. But as you start applying this to your mind, only to your mind, you experience it working. And that is the rooting that Jesus talks about in the New Testament. When you feel it working in you, you know it's working. And you start trusting it. Because you won't trust until you know it. Jesus says that too. You will be given, you'll be shown, you'll be shown, you'll be shown. As it starts happening in you, you go, wow, this works, this is true, this is real. That's why you do the lesson every day. Not because someone tells you to, but because you want it. Because you wake up in the morning and you feel all these thoughts descending on your mind and you know you're just lost. Help me to perform whatever miracle you want of me today. Do the lesson. Be willing to be wrong. There's nothing more joyful. Okay. All right. What is the body? The body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts from his self from other parts. It is within this fence he thinks he lives, to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence, he thinks that he is safe from love. Identifying with his safety, he regards himself as what his safety is. How else could he be certain he remains within the body, keeping love outside? All these ideas. Because somewhere you have to honestly look at the fact that you're afraid of God. That's really just that moment, you're afraid of love. This course aims at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. It's already here, you just can't see it. The body will not stay, yet this he sees as double safety. For the Son of God's impermanence is proof his fences work and do the task his mind assigns to them. For if his oneness still remained untouched, who could attack and who could be attacked? Who could be victor? Who could be his prey? Who could be victim? Who the murderer? And if he did not die, what proof is there that God's eternal Son can be destroyed? The body is a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear, where every dream is born. For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose given it. But we can change the purpose that the body will obey by changing what we think that it is for. The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence him into hell without escape, yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell. The Son of God extends his hand to reach his brother and to help him walk along the road with him. Now is the body holy. Now it serves to heal the mind that it was made to kill. You will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth and not in lies. Love is your safety. Fear does not exist. Identify with love and you are safe. Identify with love and you are home. Identify with love and find yourself. So the body now has a different purpose. Serves a holy purpose. And this is where you're told, you know, you need to teach this, give this away. Give it away. Because when you say it, you hear yourself say it, you experience it. Up till now, you've used this voice just to proclaim illusion and to try to make it work. Now it has a different purpose. You remind yourself who you are, what your purpose is, what you truly want. The experience of that can't be put into words, but it's real. And as you walk this world, seemingly walk this world, you give this away, there's a real experience that happens in you, where you experience that you're not a body. And what Jesus say, there was nothing left to bury. My body disappeared because I had no illusions about it. The last one had disappeared. It's just your undoing. Always, no matter what seems to be going on, direct it back to your own mind. You're the one that needs to wake up. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. I am surrounded by the love of God. Father, you stand before me and behind, beside me, in the place I see myself, and everywhere I go. You are in all the things I look upon, the sounds I hear, and every hand that reaches for my own. In you, time disappears, and place becomes a meaningless belief. For what surrounds your Son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your Son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting love. My brothers, join with me in this today. This is salvation's prayer. Must we not join in what will save the world along with us? Thank you.
Do I use that thing?
You can.
Okay. Is it Maria Elise? Okay, thank you. Hi. I have a song, Maria Elise. I don't know if you can find it. I don't want to walk without you. Is it Rosemary Clooney? I'm not sure. I don't want to walk without you, baby. So the only thing that's required is that you come to recognize that I'm the dreamer. Say it. I'm the dreamer. Alone in my own mind. Just you. Not in conjunction with other minds. Literally, that's really why? Because it's true. I'm being led to an experience that literally, this is singularly a construct of my own mind. That's the fact of the matter. Now, I will use everything I can use to avoid that spot. And Jesus is offering you from out of time the entire solution right now, to where you seem to find yourself. That's it. The question is, what do I want? That's really the only question I could have. See, she found it. Do you know how long ago it was that Walter stood up there and did the opening ceremony? It's so long ago that I can barely remember. That's because, in spite of this image I have of myself, cannot withstand the will of God. Now, you can think whatever you want about the master teacher and Jesus, but the truth of the matter is, this isn't really real. This is not real. But you think it, as a body, you can't but not believe that this is so. So the mind training constantly leads you into responsibility for what you're seeing. And here's the real thing, that it's actually over and gone. Now, as a body, you don't believe that. You don't believe it. You believe there's a world. But the thing is, if you're really willing to keep on this in your own mind, you are going to be given a moment where you are actually going to see that it's really just you dreaming, that no one else is dreaming. The problem is, you think there's multiple guys. It's not true. And this is so great for me because, like, I have come to know that it completely doesn't matter that there's 10 guys in here. I'm actually so grateful that all my teaching now is falling apart completely. The last class we did was a disaster. I was so happy about it. I was. It's true. And that's really what's being taught. No one really wants to hear, you know, the master teacher is going to tell you that if you really were willing to see that you authored, that I authored this world, that you would give it up in a moment. Why? Because it's terrible. He's telling me that I am literally responsible for all the death, mayhem, chaos, everything. You don't believe that. You think I think I'm a body separate from that. It's not true. It's really not true. Why do I? Because I have been shown in my own mind that I'm dreaming. Now, so at that point, what starts to happen is you start to allow your thought system to be replaced. You no longer want to be in charge of your own thought system because it's just crap, right? Like, you can see that everything that you're doing in there is literally a defense of what you think you are. So finally, you're going to be led to lesson 200. Does anyone know what it is? So you wouldn't be in this room looking for something different if you had discovered peace. Right? Yeah. Finally, you just want the peace of God. Now, there is a frequency that is being offered from Jesus into your mind right now that is actually the complete and total solution to this problem right now. That frequency right there. And it doesn't matter how much you think you're feeling it, it just doesn't matter. You know what? It's not from here. You can generate all kinds of light that you want in space and time. You can use your mind and your body to generate all kinds of light in space-time. There is a light in you that doesn't know anything of this world, and that's Jesus from out of time. And it is going to be the end of you here. And the more that you allow that to come, and I'll tell you something, what's so incredible about it is that you literally, at that point, you never get off the hook. Like, I had this idea, okay, we're going to do a plenary session first. Then all the other sessions after that are going to be easy because they're just going to be classes. Wrong. Once you start to open your mind, you allow that light, you know, is ending you. It is. It's a gift. This is imagery in my own mind. So say I'm dreaming. It doesn't matter if you believed it, you wouldn't need A Course in Miracles. So today we're going to watch There Is No Peace But the Peace of God. He has a question. Yeah, you could say whatever you want. In a moment, you're going to be up here teaching. Yeah, I know.
sea of forgiveness on my forehead, back, I want to like encapsulate this idea of God so I know how to get back there. And I can tell you that there's an idea in my mind that for the last 7 days, in just 7 days of being, I have cried more than I have ever cried in my life. And I will tell you, my body has gone fucking crazy this week. And I can tell you that last night, the night before, the night before, I literally feel and hear the song and the dance of the cells in my body say, thank you. I've smoked pot for 10 years straight. I've jacked off pornography.
All right, enough. Enough. Take your seat. Just please sit down. In AA, take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth, please. Okay? Thank you. Look, guys, all that's meaningless. It's your ideas of yourself in time are completely... What's the first lesson? There. If I really learned that lesson, look it, here's the thing. You don't have to do this in time. This is actually completely already accomplished. And thank you for that. And thanks for being willing to stand up for a moment. It's okay. Don't worry about it. But it's time for you. You don't know what's happening. You don't really know. There is an offering being made to you where you can actually leave this world. The question is that what you want? Because right before he started to talk, what I was going to say was, you are going to be led into a place that is not going to become, you're not going to become more free. It's not going to be like that. You are actually going to start to become, you are going to start to have mastery in your own mind through the grace of God that you are going to actually, in a sense, be complicit in. There is going to be a request that you participate for a moment in your mind for what? To the point where you literally surrender to the entirety of mind that you really are. So, yeah? There is no peace but the peace of God. You guys can feel that, can't you? You can feel that frequency which I am not generating. I am actually allowing to come into me and undo me in this moment. And because mind is singular, everything in the world actually is undergoing that conversion along with me because I know I'm dreaming. That's where I no longer tolerate association and time. And how did that happen? It's a miracle. That's all. If you really want this program, you just keep coming no matter how it looks. You just keep doing it. Oh, and what's going to happen is the more that you want it, the more you're not going to be allowed. Like, they love it when guys come in, but what they really want, and they got out of time, is you really, like the closer you get in your mind to the center of the truth that you really are, that's when they really start to take notice. It's just the way it is. If you're playing around in here and you're backsliding on yourself, they can't really do anything with you. So you have to train your mind. There's no way around it. I know you're afraid. I'm afraid. But you know what? When I woke up, I go, oh, it's just a class. I don't really want to. No, that's not what happened. Literally, I start going, no, I'm the cause of what I'm seeing in its entirety. I start right in. And I see that I'm actually afraid of the power of my own mind. I'm actually afraid of that. But don't be. Somewhere you go, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm just going to use you for a moment because you are willing to stand up. Do you see how he has, like, he's increased the frequency in his own association with himself just by being willing? I mean, because he was willing to be confronted. You know, I mean, dear ones, the master confrontator. This frequency of light, when you're told, if you're not willing to give everything to who you think you are in your own mind, that's confrontational. It's the frequency itself that's doing the confrontation. And you know what? You can't really fool yourself. So, I was going to read, "There is no peace except the peace of God," but I'm gonna read "The Secret to Salvation," and then what time is it? We have to start the movie by the video by. Oh, great! We're doing great. Father, Father, thank you. You know, finally, if it's not from outside of this, then what's the point? Like, really, like, if even if I'm struggling for a moment to think, like, what would be the point? Somewhere, I want this over with. This has to be over with. That's what's being offered. That's why it's uncompromising. Jesus is uncompromising. Forget about all your ideas of him. You don't know him in time. Jesus has no association with time at all. So, all right. I forgot my glasses, so this is the only thing I can read anyway. Oh, it's okay. The secret of salvation is but this. Anyone? I'm doing it to myself. No, I'm okay. Yeah, I need him. See if these work. Yep, they're good. The secret of salvation is but this, that you are doing this unto yourself. I'm going to stand up. No matter what the form of the attack, this still is true. Whoever takes the role of enemy and of attacker, still is this the truth. Whatever seems to be the cause of any pain and suffering you feel, this is still true, for you would not react at all to figures in a dream. You knew that you were dreaming. So he's actually trying to lead me to the place in my mind where I see that I'm actually dreaming. Alone, by myself, not us together, me dreaming. You would not react at all to figures in a dream. You knew that you were dreaming. Let them be as hateful and as vicious as they may. They could have no effect on you unless what? Yeah, it's true. You're dreaming in your own idea of yourself. But the thing is, the last thing you really want to see is that that's so. You will do anything to believe that the other guy is actually out there. I will do anything to believe. I will do anything. Why? Because I don't really want to know who I am. Now, Jesus would say, if you're willing to start with that, I don't really want this, we could make great progress. The idea that I want to find God, I want to find God as long as I can stay in time. It's not going to work. All right, I'm almost done. Then we'll watch the video. Listen, this single lesson learned will set you free from suffering, whatever form it takes. The Holy Spirit will repeat this. Listen to this. the Holy Spirit is going to repeat this one inclusive lesson of deliverance until it has been learned, regardless of the form of suffering that brings you pain. Whatever hurt you bring to Him, He will make answer with this very simple truth, for this one answer takes away the cause of every form of sorrow and of pain. The form affects His answer not at all, for He would teach you, but the single cause of all of them, no matter what their form, and you will understand that miracles reflect the simple statement, I have done this thing, and it is this I would undo, and there it is. That's the secret of salvation, and it's true. And as you start to have miracles in your, that's because you are actually at that point allowing yourself to be undone. You're starting to allow yourself to be undone. So we're going to watch the Master Teacher. We're going to watch Lesson 200. There is no peace except the peace of God. And it's from the miracle, or the what? Words and Music. Yeah, the musical Words and Music. So just watch them. And watch it, like, really. Just watch it closely. And you will. You'll start to have an experience from outside of this. That's what you want. You don't want here. Finally, you're afraid of that reference. Why? Because it's true. It's actually the only true thing there is. Isn't it? It's the only true thing there is. That reference from out of time that's been being offered all week, regardless of how it looks, is the only real thing going on in your mind. And you think everything but that is real. I mean, how am I going to get it? It's going to be a miracle. So there is no peace except the peace of God. That's it. Okay. Thanks for your glasses. Oh, we're going to get out of the applause in a moment.